So I'm here with Davo after a pre-season friendly away to Hungerford at Newbury's ground with a 4-1 defeat. Davo, I suppose the old cliche, but it really was a game of, well, two halves, but probably 65 minutes and then the remainder, really.
Yeah, it was, yeah. In the end, we've lost the game 4-1, but we, for 65 minutes, we were excellent. The first 45 is as good as we've been all season, pre-season. Kept the ball really well, scored a lovely goal, defended well as a team, and like I said, best 45 minutes of pre-season. So, well, probably the best hour of pre-season. And they're a good side. Hungerford are a very, very good team. Best we've played so far. And, yeah, we were really, really pleased for an hour to 65 minutes. Then we've made some subs. And, you know, I'm not going to hide away from it. The lads that came on didn't do the business, really. Or some did, some didn't.
And I know you said, obviously, about them, but they are, or they have been, probably your toughest test so far, well, without being rude to the sides that you've already played against. And I thought tactically in the first half you were spot on. As you say, you got the goal. Probably one of the only shots on target in the first half. Having said that, you created quite a few half chances. But as I say, tactically and defensively, it looked as though you had it all sewn up at the back.
Yeah, it was really good, really impressive. I was chuffed to bits with it, to be fair. Bearing in mind we had no Zach and no Rossi today, two of our two strongest, biggest sort of defenders up against a good side, and thought we might be under the cosh. But to be fair, we defended stoutly, resolute. Shape was excellent, and we changed our shape today, threw something out of different, and I can't say enough positive things about the first hour of football today. And as I said, defensively excellent, kept the ball well when we needed to. We kept it, we passed it, we were bright in possession. Didn't create masses, but we created a few good chances. Final ball was slightly off, but great goal, really good move. Simba crossed it in for Taylor Watts to head, and you know, really nice goal. And it was just a really good hour. And like I said, we were 1-0 up at half time. Made a couple of changes at half time. Pattern continued for the first 15 minutes or so. We still looked good, and then we've made, you know, 20 minutes or so into the half, we've made the rest of the changes, and it changed the course of the game, really.
And I know the last 20-25 minutes obviously fell away, but there was a period in the first half, and I've watched you obviously for many months now. There was a period in the first half where they certainly had more pressure, they certainly upped their tempo, and they had a period of the game for about 10 or 12 minutes where they were on top of it. And you actually cope with that really well, and I've seen Fleet teams in the past fold at that point, or certainly concede one or two and go on and lose the game conceivably at half time.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, pre-season's not always the same as a normal game, but there's absolutely no chance we'll play a team anywhere near as good as that today. So, what we've played today all season. So, you know, from that point of view, to be as impressive as we were for the first hour is really positive. You know, you can look at the score and, yeah, they've beaten two, they beat North Leigh 4-0, 4-1. They beat Didcot 4-0. In pre-season, you know, they're capable of doing that. And I doubt that they had as tough a fixture as we gave them today against those sides, if I'm honest.
And just give me your thoughts on Ben White, Chalky. I personally, as a spectator, thought he was magnificent tonight.
He's a good player, isn't he? He's an excellent player. He leads the line for us. His quality is outstanding. You know, there won't be a better footballing centre forward in the league, in my opinion. I didn't think the last 20 minutes or so he was as good, but no one was. The standard dropped from the whole team, but for 65 minutes, he was as good as anything on a pitch.
And good to get Ryan Price back from his breakaway.
Yeah, excellent to have him back. He made a couple of decent saves in the first half. Torgan was good, big and strong for us, and great to have him back. He's best keeper in the league, and you know, he's a big presence for us.
And pre-season almost comes to an end. You've got one more game, obviously, against Slough, and then you've got two or three training sessions, and then you're into that first away trip of the season to Barton. Everything's shaping up the way you want it
Absolutely,
to?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you can look at the results, and you know, teams may not have heard our interviews or seen any of the games or what have you, probably look at it and go, You know, they've not won a lot of games or whatever. We've not been pumped by anyone apart from, you know, a little bit today in the end. But you know, we've narrowly lost some games, but we've tried things, we've mixed and matched things, we've tried all sorts, and we are virtually there with what we think is the right team. So from that point of view, it's done everything we wanted it to do. We've got some training sessions now. There's a few lads that need to get some hard fitness in the tank as well, because we haven't had a chance to do a lot of that. But you know, and the lads that come on and didn't perform, you know, we're not saying they're not good enough for us. They came on and didn't produce today. They're good players, and they'll have other opportunities, but they're running out. You know, we've got to whittle the squad down to 16 for Barton. And you know, when you walk on that white line and onto that pitch, you know, that's when you tell a story. And you know, I think a few stories have been told, really, in general, positively and negatively at times.
And any final thoughts on Hungerford? Obviously, they seem like a nice club, and they certainly have got a good side.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we always play them every year, and I appreciate Bobby Wilkinson for that. He's a good guy. He's done a great job there over the years. He's got them up two or three leagues, and I really wish them well in their sort of first season in the Conference South. I'm not sure what their aspirations are. I'm sure staying up would be a good thing, or certainly establishing themselves in that league. And I hope they do that, and we'll hopefully see them again in next pre-season. But you know, thanks to Bobby and to all at Hungerford for staging the game for us.
Well done for 65 minutes tonight, and good luck against Slough.
Thank you, mate.